with Mario Lopez.
What up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, my girl, the hilarious and very talented Jane Lynch. How are you, dear?
I'm great, and I'm so glad that I'm your girl. I love when you say that.
You were my favorite person for a while.
Uh-oh, what happened?
You know that because you kept giving me a hard time on Hollywood Game Night.
Right.
Calling me a cheater on every talk show possible.
Yes. Warranted.
And you too.
I'm so not a cheater face, but I still got love for you. I still got nothing but love for you.
You know what you are? You are so competitive and you love to win and so much that you'll cheat. And I admire you for that.
And I love, by the way, in a couple of those interviews, it wasn't just that you're a cheater, but you're also the biggest baby out of everyone
exactly.
there.
It's called passion. Kids, yeah. it's called
bad losing.
Anyway, you just released a new album, A Swingin' Little Christmas, which is a great title.
Yeah.
What made you want to do an entire Christmas album?
Well, as you know, I've been touring around the country with this, doing a cabaret show with Kate Flannery, who was Meredith the Drunk on The Office, and our band, the Tony Guerrero Quintet. That's how I say her name now, Meredith the Drunk on The Office. Tony Guerrero Quintet that we've been traveling with. We fell in love with each other. We adore each other. And we decided, like in April, we said, let's do a Christmas album because we can't do the show anymore because we've been all over the country. So we'll either have to come up with a new show. So we decided to do an album instead because we love Christmas music. We love being together. And Tony is the best musical arranger, orchestration guy ever. He's amazing. And you will hear it on this album. We have 10 classic carols and then 5 originals, and Kate, Tim Davis, who was a vocal arranger on Glee and a great singer in his own right, and myself are the trio. And we kind of sound like the Andrews sisters, but the alto is a guy.
And I love that it has a big band
and sort of swinging. Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of Sinatra cool vibe.
Yes.
To me, that is perfect for the holiday sound, right?
Yeah, me too. It's a throwback, as you called it earlier. It's hopefully it'll become one of the records people go back to, because Christmas music is kind of on pause in the 1950s, early 60s. We go back to the Nat King Coles
and the
Johnny Mathises and the Bing Crosbys. You know how that says Christmas to us.
Right.
And hopefully our album will say Christmas to you as well.
So many great songs. How did you narrow it down?
Well, truthfully, we went to the Google machine and we looked up public domain Christmas carols because we did it all on our own nickel. And there are so many songs that are for fun and for free.
Cool.
And so we picked 10 of those, and they're beautiful. Tony arranged them beautifully, like Silent Night, The First Noel, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. Yeah, good stuff. We Three Kings.
Yeah. Have you played these Christmas songs live yet?
We have. We did. We were on HSN Monday night, Home Shopping Network, and we did 3 songs there. And we're going to do 3 shows at the Nico in San Francisco, which is Michael Feinstein's cabaret joint.
Yeah.
And that's December 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we're basically doing the album live. And we cannot wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
Los Angeles will be at Largo December 21st doing the same thing. So
great.
Folks can
fantastic.
Come out to that.
We'll remind everyone.
Please.
So you enjoy being on the road.
I do.
Like the road, huh?
I love being on the road. Well, I'll tell you what I love more.
So do I stalk
music.
You in these hotels?
No, not at all. I wish they would, because it gets really boring being on the road, and that might add. I love performing on stage. I gotta say, I'm not a big fan of getting in the tour bus, that type of thing. So we flew everywhere, which is why we didn't make any money on this thing. But we love being together. And if I could perform every night but stay and sleep in my own bed every night, that would be perfect.
Yeah, that's a perfect balance right there. And now, I saw on Twitter, one of your family's holiday traditions growing up involved fast food.
Yes, McDonald's every Christmas Eve. And the reason, Mario Lopez, is because when I grew up back in the Bronze Age, there was only one McDonald's, and it wasn't even really in our town. I think it was in the next town. It was about 7 miles away. So it wasn't like we had McDonald's a lot.
So it was a big treat.
A big deal, yeah.
But by the way, that's probably the healthier, the fact that it was so far away was the healthier,
yes.
as opposed to every corner now.
Exactly,
right?
I know. And it's still delicious. I still love the smell of McDonald's fries, and that still says Christmas to me.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I went to McDonald's recently. I took the kids. They were doing this great thing about, they're helping families or what have you. So I hadn't been there in years. I couldn't remember. So I took my kids. Those fries are amazing.
Man, the
best.
And
those cheeseburgers are still pretty good.
They are so tasty. Everything there is tasty. But man, I'd be 250 pounds if I ate there. As much as I want to, you know?
It needs to be 7 miles away.
Yeah, it does. And I need to walk there and back. Right, yes. Right.
So Thanksgiving, you're spending here In L.A., correct?
In L.A.
And you're having a big party.
Yeah, I'm having a big to-do. The family from Chicago is coming out for the first time. We usually don't see each other at Thanksgiving. So my sister and my brother and their kids and the whole deal, everybody's coming out, nieces and nephews, in-laws, the whole deal. Wow. Coming out to my house. I'm having about 30 people, and I'm not really cooking for them. I'm fake cooking. I ordered it from Whole Foods.
Nice.
I'm giving a lot of plugs here today.
I bet you they do a good turkey.
They do a great job. And it's partially cooked. So you put it in the oven, it smells like you've been cooking.
And then they walk in and you take it out and look what I did.
Look how beautiful this is. A perfect turkey, the perfect bird. Yes.
And Christmas, I spend
in Chicago.
Nice. Yeah, get the white Christmas deal going.
Hopefully we'll get it. We haven't had a white Christmas in a couple of years in Chicago, but Chicago does Christmas like no other city. Michigan Avenue is gorgeous. State Street is gorgeous. And that'll be a part of what we do too. We walk up and down the streets, and
I've never been so cold in my life as I have been in Chicago.
Yes.
I did a Christmas parade there for iHeart,
for our station there, our affiliate.
It was so cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That I was on a float,
sure.
And I was bundled up. I looked like Kenny from South Park, completely covered. And then they showed a picture of me in the paper, and you couldn't tell me. I had the scarf, the whole thing. Is that Mario Lopez? We don't know.
It could have been anyone. It could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone, but I was the biggest wimp, and I'm the first one. I'm in a San Diego kid. I don't know anything about
it's
that
cold.
Kind of cold.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It gets cold where the boogers in your nose freeze.
Yes.
To be perfectly graphic.
Yeah, I couldn't stop running. It was like no joke.
Yeah.
Those are different kind of tough folk out there.
They are. Hardy.
Yeah, glad I skipped that trip.
Yeah, it's really cold out there.
Now, there's a new Christopher Guest movie, Mascot, streaming on Netflix right now.
Yes.
I love, big fan of his in the movies.
Me too. I love that he invited me again to be a part of it. It's called Mascots, as you said, and it's about the non-professional mascot world. So it's the folks who do it for free. You know, they're doing it because they love it and they're devoted to the team, and they're wearing that big acrylic hat all through, you know, a game, even if it gets to be 90, 100 degrees. And they don't take the hat off because they don't want anybody to know who they are as a person. They want them to really believe in the character. So these are dedicated folks. And of course, we kind of, you know, take that world apart a little bit, but with great affection, as we always do.
It was very funny.
Thank you.
It was hilarious.
Oh, I'll have to see it. I haven't had a chance.
On Netflix.
Do you have, you've done a few with them, do you have a favorite from the group of films as far as the experience itself?
Well, they've all been great, of course. It's like picking your favorite child. But I will say Best in Show, I think it continues to stand up to it comedically. I think it's maybe a perfect comedy movie.
And then coincidentally, both of my dogs have been show dogs.
They have?
Yes, and they're champions. If I could just boast
please,
for a second.
Please.
But so that movie has a special place in my heart.
So how do you get a champion dog? So it's after they've competed. And then they
it's all in a point system.
Okay.
They even got invited to Westminster all the way.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
all in a point system. Mm-hmm. And after they accumulate a certain number of points, they become some sort of registered champions. And then they're able to stud, and the offspring is X amount.
Yeah,
and all
that.
But I couldn't believe it. I sort of stumbled upon that world by accident.
Yes. But it's a crazy world, isn't it?
It's a crazy world.
They are devoted.
I don't know where you find the time to go show them all the time.
Well, I don't.
Right.
I don't particularly show. I never say I showed them. I don't show them. But the lady who we got the dogs from, they had, they asked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'm now on the sidelines.
Cheering.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing with
by the way, Mascot sort of reminded me of Best in Show. Like, it had that feel to it.
Well, what Chris does, and he does so well, is he takes a subculture and people who are really trying to reach the top of their subculture, and that's completely ambitious and competitive, like yourself and your bocce ball. We should do our next movie about your whole bocce ball.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
And you rip off your shirt and everything. I love
that about Christopher Guest, because, you're right. He takes these sort of niche in subcultures. Right. Tell him about the bocce ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's not one who likes to be pitched to, but I'm going to pitch this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to send you our mannequin challenge. You're going to send, and please tell him the biggest fan. How did you guys become friends? And how did
I did a commercial in 1999 for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and he directed it. And that's where we met. Yeah.
Really?
He directs commercials
that's awesome.
All the time. Or at least he used to. Yeah. Anything you laugh at on television, he's probably
directing.
That's
a fun fact.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He did all the ESPN ones in the beginning there, the really funny kind of dry ones, and now they're emulating that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's still directing
that sort of tone to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, very cool. All right. Before we let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Okay,
sure,
quick questions,
please.
Quick answers. All-time favorite Christmas song?
Oh Holy Night.
Holiday song that should be retired?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Favorite Christmas movie?
White Christmas.
All the classics.
Yeah.
Is my place here? I'll find it right here. Here we go.
So professional.
Yeah, really? Sorry. I was making eye contact.
Dead radio air.
That's eye contact.
Said, yeah. Said quick questions and quick answers.
And then I'm going to pause for 30 cleverly seconds edited. Of expensive airtime. Go ahead.
Most memorable gift you've ever received?
Light bright.
Ooh.
When I was a kid, yeah.
That's
I loved amazing. It.
That's a solid gift.
Yeah. I would like one of those this year.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite holiday treat?
Tinsel. The fake. I like shiny fake.
We had
get at Target. We bought one for our album cover. When you look at our album cover, that tree I bought at Target. I love that damn tree, and that's going in my house.
That's funny. Yeah. Tinsel came up this morning, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I love that one.
Mario didn't know what it was.
No, I did. I called Garland. I got confused with Garland.
Well, that's the I call Garland tinsel as well.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
The tinsel on the tree, they're synonymous, absolutely.
Right, thank
But these
you.
Trees are called tinsel trees because they look like
Oh,
Garland.
Right. I know which ones you're talking about, exactly. Who would you cast to play you in your life story?
Kate McKinnon, but I'd have to put her in like elevator shoes.
Brilliant.
That's great, Cassie. Well, Jane, thank you
Mario.
So much.
Thank
I love you.
You
so.
Oh, I love you so,
and,
too.
And everyone, A Swingin' Little Christmas is out now. You can follow Jane on Twitter @ Jane Marie Lynch.
Yay,
thanks, honey.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!